Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Yes, here he is, the great man, John Joyce from Port Travel, bursting in through the door. And actually, John came up and said g'day to us Saturday. We're at the Medici Motor Group for the May Madness sale. Your lovely wife is collecting a car this week, I think.
Yes, I think Wednesday. Yeah. I'm not allowed to have any discussion into it. It's her decision.
It's her decision. Well done. Well done. So Annette's got a new car, which is great. And also, we're all still cheering. We spoke about it on the air Friday. There was a horse racing in Port Macquarie called Trent. Yep. Now, Trent was on duty that morning. He was going out to back it. Then his little girl took ill, so he couldn't go. But he was watching on Sky Sports Fox, and it got up by about 3 millimetres in the last stride.
It did.
And he got the Vickies, which is great.
Which is lovely.
Also, talking about the airport now, John, we every weekend you have something different happening. I think your job's like mine. You never have 2 days the same. But we just want to reiterate a couple of things with people. And look, it can wreck your holiday. Your passports, you've got to have 6 months.
Yeah, you've got to have 6 months. But just odd times, like at the weekend, we had someone turn up with a passport that actually expired a month earlier. No. So it wasn't... Didn't have 6 months. It was out of date by a month. Just didn't think. Just wandered out. So obviously she didn't go too far. And baggage. Like we had a couple of bags that were 37 kilos each that they put on the scales, and I nearly broke my back trying to get them off. And then I had to tell them they had to unpack 7 kilos.
Yeah.
It just makes it awkward at the airport. And
it is confusing. Maybe for first-time travellers, the international, you might get 40 kilos going to Hawaii on a special deal, but you can't do that internally.
Yeah, it's a OH&S thing that they won't lift anything over 32 kilos. Mm. So if I get a bag over 32 kilos, they just can't take it with 32. So they've got to unload some of it off so that it comes down to about 30 kilos and then I can accept it. But... this is the airport at the scales when everybody's trying to check in.
Hey, what about the time you had to unload? Didn't someone have like 5 kilos of pork chops or something?
Yes, we have certain countries that people turn up to take the family everything. And I remember that was 38 kilos and I said...
five of it were pork chops?
Would you mind unloading that? And I think there was about 3 to 5 kilos of frozen pork chops. And then there was also frozen something else and frozen something else. And I remember saying to her at the time... and, you know, you just make a joke and don't make them feel uncomfortable. And I said, the good thing about this is if your bag goes missing, it won't be missing for long because in 5 days they'll soon find it, they'll smell it.
That is shocking but true. All right.
But true,
Be careful, everybody. Check your passports and watch your weights. All right, now let's talk about Fiji. John, for my whole adult life, I think it's known as a family place, a place that's safe, a place that loves little kids, and we're talking about Fiji. These deals on, I remember 40 years ago, it had cost you about $1,000 to fly to Fiji. You're talking about airfares from $599?
Yeah, and most of that's tax. So the airfare's about $250, $260, but with the tax, it's about $599. And it's just easy to get there with kids. You've got to think of travelling with kids. It's only 4.5 hours.
Yep.
You get there. You get stay at places like the Fijian, which is the Shangri-La, which I've stayed at many times.
Me too.
Probably have too.
I remember my young bloke. There was a tree climbing course for kids with gathering coconuts.
The kids club.
They absolutely loved it.
And the Fijian people are just wonderful, and they love looking after the kids. And everything's done in Fiji time, as you know.
That's right, yeah.
So we'll pick you up at 9 o'clock. That might mean 11.
Quarter to ten, eleven.
It always gets a bit nerve-wracking when you're catching a plane, though, but if it's just a tour, and it's so casual and relaxing. You say you're getting there, you're not worrying out about anything, and they look after you like
it's a great spot. You're right. What are some of the deals you reckon are really good, John? And again, a lot of these, you pay a price and the kids go for free with some of these deals. It's amazing.
Look, it's amazing. And the Fijian's got a great one out.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's $1,500 including airfares per adult.
Yeah.
And the kids get there for about $500. So that's a good deal. But you got the Sheraton if you want to stay at the Sheraton. They've got great deals out. There's a lot of deals out to Fiji. And the dates are... up until the 14th of June, which would be a bit rushed, especially if you haven't got a passport.
That's right.
But then they start again from the 1st of August, and they, which is August, September, October, November.
Good time.
You've got to remember, it's still warm. It's not cyclone season.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to go. I always think about that time of the year.
Yeah, for sure, John. All right, Fiji on sale now. Talk to John at their new location, and don't panic, it's four doors down from where they were in William Street in Port Macquarie.
We still have people walk past, including me the other day.
I didn't live it down.
I left the newsagent, so I walked across the road and I just wandered straight back. Anyway, I didn't live that down for the day.
Good on you, John. All right, we'll talk travel same time next week. Thinking Fiji, you'll love it. Head into Port Macquarie Travel, William Street, Port Macquarie. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Mark. Sony.